We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's coming out in the theaters this weekend?
Joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, John Mowat on Movies. John, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, John.
After 40 years... She's back, and Michael is too. Halloween.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't sound enthused at all.
You know what, guys? This October is shaping up to be the best box office in October ever.
You know why?
I know why, but in movies like this is a big reason why. So you have the movie Halloween, which was made famous 40 years ago. So this will be the 40th anniversary of John Carpenter's Halloween, in where you have Jamie Lee Curtis's iconic role as Laurie Strode, where she narrowly escaped his killing spree on Halloween night back in 1978. Well, this time, it's about the final confrontation. And guys, we know that Halloween has been copied and sequeled and redone over 9 times since that original Halloween, but here's what you have to know going into this one. Forget it all. All you have to know about is the first one. So this is a true sequel to that very first Halloween from 1978. And what they did, what the writers and director were able to do in this one, is stay true to the 1970s slasher type film, right up to the font on the opening credits, to the iconic organ score that John Carpenter put together. So all the 70 rules, the slasher rules, they apply to this one. So guys, when you see the promiscuous weed-smoking teens, you know they're going down. When you see the babysitter that hears the noise in the house and she goes to investigate, and you're like, don't go in that. She's going down. When somebody escapes through the woods, they're done. So you have all that good stuff.
So what you're saying is the formula still works.
The formula works. It's good to see. It's funny. The way they put this together, you jump. You got all the jump scares that you remember, and they make you jump. But it's kind of a wink and a nod to the 70s slasher style. So it's a good movie. It's scary, and it's funny.
And it's going to do big business, almost 4,000 screens. Next up, The Hate U Give.
Yeah, this is based on a 2017 award-winning novel by Angie Thomas. And what it is, it's such a timely movie. And the star of this thing is Amanda Stenberg, and she's a young girl, and she carries this movie. She's in there might have been one scene that she wasn't in, and she carries it. She does a great job. And it's about her and her character, Star. And what Star is she witnesses the fatal shooting of her best friend, and it was by a cop. So you have African-American young couple in a car. Well, he didn't follow the rules. Her parents laid out a set of rules. If you're ever pulled over by the police, you show your hands. You do exactly what they tell you. You remain calm. Well, he flirted with those rules a little bit, and it ended tragically. And the rest of the story goes on to tell about how she handles this and how she has to deal with the pressures of two different sides, one from the neighborhood where she grew up and lives in, which is a tough, rough neighborhood, and the other is where she goes to school, in an all-white neighborhood at a prep school. And she has to play the two, and so there's just a ton of pressure, a ton of anxiety, and it tells a good story that's really timely. It's a young adult novel that was adapted for this movie, and it's another really good October film.
All right, and finally, in limited release, but with big stars, Robert Redford and Sissy Spacek, it's The Old Man and the Gun.
Yeah, this is based on the true story of a guy by the name of Forrest Tucker. And he's played by Robert Redford, who tells us this is his very final film. And guys, it might be the best film of the year. And this is a guy that escaped. He lived his life in prison other than the 9 or 12 times that he escaped from prison and continued his bank robbing ways. But it's a heartfelt story. It's a good story. and it's one of the best movies this week.
But it's only in 600 theaters across the country. That doesn't make any doggone sense at all. This thing should be in much more.
It sure doesn't. It's not a studio film. And look for it to grow.
All right, John, you have a great weekend.
Thanks, fellas. You too.
Great stuff. John Mowat on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh News Eye. Now the top five movies currently at the box office, starting at number five.
Which is Smallfoot. Goosebumps 2 is at 4. First Man is 3. A Star is Born hangs in there at 2. And Venom, still number 1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.